I'm doing good. It's a good Friday.
It is a good Friday. Sure is. It is a good Friday. Now, that air, does that get to you? The Freddie Smirlis told me that the other day that it wears him out like in the first quarter. And yet I made the mistake of asking Belichick on the show on Monday whether that air was a factor. And I hate to tell you, but the coach kind of laughed it off and said, it's in people's heads. So think about your answer here.
Well, I mean,
I wouldn't go with Fred. I mean, no. Does it bother you? Does it get to you at all, the air up there?
No. I mean,
good answer.
I've played there. I don't think the air is a bit of a factor. You know, it's never been something that I've been concerned with, and I've never really heard anybody else talk about it either.
No, I've never heard it talked about. Matter of fact, I brought it up on Monday, first time I've heard it, you know, in, I don't know, 15, 20 years. Let's talk about the defense, because I take it you've seen a lot of film on Denver's defense, a lot different than what they had last year, and Mike Nolan is there, and it's pretty much what San Francisco ran there. Tell us about it and what problems it presents for you guys.
Well, you know, they're very good at what they do, and they've, like you said, they've got a lot of different players on that team from a year ago. And, you know, I think they're all playing with very high motors up front. Those guys fly around. You know, they do a good job of getting upfield. And obviously, you know, when you look at what Dumervil's been able to do, you know, over the last 3 weeks, it's pretty incredible. You know, one guy, 8 sacks, and, you know, the rest of that defense is flying around making big plays as well. So anytime you go on the road and you're playing against a team like that, they have a lot of confidence. You know, they're sitting at 4-0. They got really good linebackers. Their secondary is really good. So they're going to present a lot of issues for us, and, you know, that's why we've had to have such a good week of practice leading up to this game.
Dumervil, why does this – I keep on hearing people talk about this system, and I know he's got the long arms. This system is perfect for Dumervil and what he does out there on the field. Why is this system so much better for what he does?
Well, you know, I don't really know why the system is so much better, you know, for him necessarily. I mean, I think he's been a good player, and you know, he's just getting more production now. And whether it's whether it's something he changed up, you know, himself or more of the system, I don't know. But you know, he's able to line up and come off the either edge. You know, he's not just a right side rusher or a left side rusher. You know, he can line up anywhere along that front. And like I said, you know, the rest of that team is playing pretty good. When they hit you with their blitzes, you know, they throw a lot at you. So, you know, I think he's just taking advantage of the opportunities that he has.
Doesn't hurt having people refer to you as Elvis either, I don't think.
Hey, Matt, is it difficult because last year you guys blew them out here, but it's not really game film. You can go back and try to find. So they're an entirely new, you know, coaching staff, new system. Does that make it more difficult for you this week?
Yeah, I mean, well, it definitely it forces you to get in there and study more, put more time in the games that they've already had, take a look at what their tendencies are, and really just study all the situational things that come up throughout you know, these games. And I think we've got some good film to work with, and we've seen a lot of people do a lot of different things, and you know, they're just not giving up points. You know, they're making big plays, and they're putting you in second and third and long, and they're doing a really good job. So, yeah, we've had to study a lot more this week and really get to know these guys and obviously understand that, you know, there's definitely that San Fran system and, you know, similarities there and just try to learn as much as we can on the fly here.
Man, I want to just go back to last week, actually, because there's so much comparison with Baltimore and the Jets defense, but yet you guys looked like maybe you were a little more in sync last week. Was that just – did you see a lot of the similar things from that Baltimore defense, or do you think it was just more of the offense just executing better?
Well, I mean, we definitely executed better, without a doubt. You know, we didn't hurt ourselves with a lot of unnecessary penalties, and, you know, we didn't have some of the mental errors and things like that caused us problems down in New York. So definitely played better, and I think that those two teams are totally different. You know, their scheme is somewhat the same, but the players are different. And you know, the Jets really overloaded us, you know, on one side, and you know, you didn't really see the same thing out of Baltimore.
Matt, everybody seems to use that term, getting in sync, when talking about your defense. Take us through this season up to where you are now. You got a couple guys who may be coming back soon, but how this defense has sort of come together on this team, and why there's so much attention being paid to the New England Patriots defense from week to week here over the course of the season.
Well, they're doing a great job. I mean, you know, they're out there fighting and then getting the job done and really helping us out, as you know, as well as our special teams. And, you know, I think, you know, with some of the injuries that we had early on and obviously, you know, guys like Mayo and getting hurt early in the season. And, you know, then we had to, you know, deal with some other issues. I mean, it's not easy to step in when you have younger guys as well, but these guys have all done a great job and it's really helping us out offensively, giving us a better field position to start with. And, you know, hopefully we can continue in this mode, and offensively we can, you know, continue to get better.
Hey, talk about getting in sync as an offensive unit. Do you feel that your best offensive football is still ahead of you on this team?
Yeah, I'd hope so. I mean, look, we always talk about getting better every week, and, you know, we definitely have never gone out there and played a perfect game. And, you know, we've got a lot of things that we need to do better and things that we work on every week. And I think the more and more you play, the better you get. And, we're hoping to do that this week. Obviously, on the road, you need to go out there and have your best performance yet.
The offensive players talked about this being a work in progress, but certainly through the first 3 weeks, the time of possession has been dramatic in the way that you've had good long drives. Your biggest problem was in the red zone, and with the exception of that first series where you got the ball back on the fumble on the kickoff, the red zone efficiency was a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, and that's one of the areas, obviously, that we needed to improve. And we took steps in the right direction there. And again, you know, there's still a lot of things that we need to get better. But whenever you're playing against a team that is able to put up, you know, a lot of points, and especially on the road, you have to be able to get those in the end zone. And being able to execute with a lot smaller space and all the timing has to be just perfect, and the receivers – got to do a heck of a job to get open, you know, because it's such a shorter part of the field there. You know, it's not an easy task, but, you know, hopefully we'll continue to do that, you know, better each week.
You guys ran the ball real well last week in that red zone. You lose a guy like Fred Taylor here now. We don't know how long it's going to be. I got to think that's going to be somewhat of a blow, especially after the way he's looked so far this season.
Yeah, it's definitely tough losing Fred. And, you know, he's a guy, when he gets the ball in his hands, not unlike Kevin. You know, these guys make big plays, and a lot of them come, you know, on third down. And anytime you can run the ball in the red area, like you alluded to, it's a plus. And, you know, Fred's one of those guys. He just always gets positive yardage. So, yeah, it's going to be tough losing Fred. But, we've got a great group of guys back there. And, you know, I don't think anybody's worried about them stepping in.
Hey, Pete asked a question earlier about the whole situation with coaches and whatever, and the familiarity, the fact that Denver's doing something totally different. Your defense is going to see an offense that's going to look eerily similar to what they've run the last couple of years with Josh out there. How much easier does that make it for the opposite side? And you've seen it with defenses being on the opposite side before in that situation with an ex-coach. How much easier does it make it? Or do you get that fear that, just when you're buying into something, they're putting a little wrinkle into it to screw you all up?
Well, I mean, I don't really think it's hard to answer that. I mean, I don't really think it helps you or hurts you. You know, at the end of the day, you know, players got to go out there and make plays. You know, do you know some of the things they do? Have you seen it before? Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, there's probably a lot of things that they're looking at in their film study and saying, yeah, you know, I've seen that in camp, or, you know, we should be able to recognize this and all that. But will that be the way you're going to see it on Sunday? You know, who knows? So, you know, it really comes down to just making the right reads and going out there and making the play when you get a chance. So, other than that, man, I don't think there's really much of an advantage.
Yeah, Matt, you talked before about losing Fred Taylor, but coming into this year, you guys had, what, five different backs back there, all guys who can do different things as running backs. How different does that make your job and the offensive job when you have different guys who can come in and really change the way this team can play offensively?
Well, I mean, it's huge for us. You know, anytime you got that many playmakers, you know, whether it's out of the backfield, you know, catching a pass or a downhill run or a toss play, whatever it is. I mean, these guys can all make big plays. So that's huge for us offensively. And, you know, it's always great when, you know, you do have a situation like this that you have other guys that can step in and fill the void. So, you know, yeah, it's tough losing Freddie, but it's a good thing that we do have the depth there at that position that guys can fill in and go out there and make positive yards for us.
Yeah, Matt, you know, I have to ask you because earlier this week I think Maroney made some comments about blocking and whatnot. How do you guys handle that in the clubhouse?
I mean, I don't think anybody, you know, number one, I didn't hear anything about it. And, you know, number two, you know, there's always truth in everything. Look, we got to do a better job for these backs in situations. And, man, there were a lot of runs out there that, you know, they just didn't have a chance. So, but that's just the way it goes, you know. And I think that as a team, we do a pretty good job of, you know, going in and taking a look at what we need to do better and then correct those things pretty quickly.
All right, go spend some last few minutes with the family. Have a good trip out there, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too.